with rebates up to $1,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99%. We're talking brand new 2013 ATVs and Rangers. The hardest working, smoothest riding vehicles for work, punch, and play. The ultimate combination of power, suspension, and agility. The Polaris factory authorized clearance event. Hurry into Ball Equipment in Sandusky or Richmond, your authorized Polaris dealer. Offer ends September 30th while supplies last. Rebates vary by model, financing, and rates based on credit worthiness. See your participating Polaris dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
Life is full of difficult choices, but switching to a water furnace geothermal heat pump isn't one of them. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your yard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. There's a 30% renewable energy tax credit, and for a short time, you'll save even more. The Perfect Choice Savings Event offers up to $2,000 in instant rebates on select water furnace geothermal packages.
Hi, this is Dave Crotchin. Receive up to a $2,000 instant rebate with a water furnace geothermal system. Contact B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports in the pursuit of academic excellence.
Your number one thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Final score from Bad Axe, Michigan. Cass City takes the victory 42 to Bad Axe's 22 when four hard-fought quarters came to a close on what turned out to be a beautiful night. Little muggy, beautiful night here in week number four of MHSA football. Dave Hansen, tell us how we got here.
We started off quickly. The game started with a fumble on the first play of the game by Bad Axe, recovered by Cass City, put them in excellent field position. They ended up scoring on a field one-yard touchdown run. Dickinson converted the two-point conversion, 8-0 Cass City. After a quick three and out by Bad Axe, Perzanowski on the second play of the drive busted a 59-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion was no good, 14-0 Cass City. Next drive for Bad Axe, a deep pass intended for Labor was tipped up into the air, caught by Mitch Kennedy, and taken to pay dirt for a touchdown. The Morno touchdown two-point conversion run was good, 14-8 Cass City. Cass City responded quickly with a Perzanowski 39-yard touchdown run, and a two-point conversion to follow by Perzanowski was also good, 20-8 end of the first quarter. Second quarter started quickly after Bad Axe ended up punting the football. A 48-yard touchdown run by Perzanowski this time. Two-point conversion, no good. 28-8, Cass City. As a 98-yard touchdown drive for Bad Axe is how they responded. Took just about 9 minutes. Ended with Morneau, a 4-yard touchdown run, and Morneau also the two-point conversion run. 28-16 at the half. The third quarter had one score and one score only. Perzanowski had a 4-yard touchdown run and a 2-point conversion to follow, making it 36-16 at the end of the third quarter. The fourth quarter, the first score goes to Cass City again, and also Perzanowski again, and a 2-point conversion was no good, 42-16 Cass City. And with just under a couple minutes to go, Tyler Labor scores on a 9-yard touchdown pass, and the two-point conversion was no good, 42-22. That is your final.
Thank you, Dave, for that. As far as going individually and overall offensive and defensive stats, let's start with the Bad Axe Hatchets. Overall, they had 256 yards. 54 yards was that special teams, 131 yards in passing off of 20 plays, and 71 yards rushing off of 26. They had four penalties for 32 yards in offense. Rushing the ball, Bailey Hines, 2 carries, 9 yards. Tyler Labor, 3 carries, -7 yards. Number 25, Mitch Kennedy, 5 carries for negative 1, but doing most of the damage. Number 18, the sophomore quarterback starting, Morneau, 16 carries, 70 yards, and a touchdown rushing. Passing, Morneau was 16 for 20 for 131 yards, including 2 touchdown throws, one including a 46-yard run, or excuse me, catch, which was quite bizarre to say the least. Receiving those were Hines, 5 for 5 for 25 yards. Tyler Labor, his favorite receiver tonight, 7 for 9 for 45 yards and a touchdown. Number 25, Mitch Kennedy, two receptions for 49 yards and a touchdown. Number 80, Austin Geiger, with 8 yards off of 1 reception. And Joe Amon, number 81, 1 for 2 for 4 yards. Special teams, Gray brought in 2 for 16. Hunts 2 for 28, Geiger 1 for 4, Nye 1 for 2, and Kennedy 1 for 4. Punting, Morneau had 4 punts for a total of 137, his average 34 and a quarter. 4 penalties for 32 yards in offense for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Defensively for the Hatchets, 40 tackles, 5 for a loss for negative 22 yards, 3 penalties for 45 yards and 1 recovered fumble and 1 forced fumble. Hines, 2 tackles for Bad Axe. Labor, 3 tackles. Kennedy, 5 tackles. Gray, 1 tackle. Wichert, 1 tackle. Crotchin, 8 tackles. Stoken, 2. Taylor, 1. Joe Amon, 5 tackles. Wishlager leading tackles along with Crotchin with 8. And then Morneau with 4. For as far as the tackles for a loss, Wishlager with 1 for negative 2. Stoken with 2 for negative 12. Crotchin, 1 for negative 7. And Morneau, 1 for negative 1. As far as his penalties, like we said, each of them 15 yards really changed the momentum of this game in each scenario. Labor forced the fumble and Geiger recovered the fumble. Dave, what are your thoughts looking at the stats for Bad Axe? Where can they improve and where was the big key?
I think the big key is for them is going to be on offense. You look at their offensive statistics, Morneau is the only one that had more than 10 yards rushing, and he's the quarterback. So I see the tailbacks. They really missed McVay today. He had an ankle injury, did not play at all today. They really missed him as the primary tailback along with Kennedy. But through the air, Morneau was fantastic. I know a lot of his passes were side to side, not necessarily down the field. I think they could push the ball downfield a little bit more with Morneau as he gets more comfortable. But the running game really lacked outside of Morneau and his keepers, and I think that's where they need to improve the most, along with holding on to the football, of course.
Lakers final here as we're getting it in. Lakers defeats USA 27-0 at USA. So Laker Nation, the Green Machine, now 4-0 the first time since 2002. Started 4-0 and now they take on, trying to keep perfect next week at 5-0, going against Harbor Beach against home in their homecoming. As far as Cass City here in individual stats, as soon as I can pull it up, here we go. Cass City, 296 yards, rushing off of 48 plays, passing 46 yards off of 2 plays. Special team, 8 returns for 96 yards. So offense, 342 for 50 plays, throwing the special teams. So overall, all-purpose yards, 438 yards for 58 plays. Cuthrell, 10 carries for 40 yards. Perzanowski, 25 carries, 210 yards, 5 touchdowns. You heard me right. 5 touchdowns, including a 59, 8-yard, 48, 4, and a yard touchdown run. Drew Field with the other touchdown on a 1-yard carry. He had 9 carries for 40 yards. Hartle, the quarterback, 2 carries for negative 1 yard, and Jacob Perry, 1 carry for 7 yards. The man who seemed to be doing everything on defense as well. Hartle was 2 for 2 in passing for 46 yards. Cuthrell brought in 1 for 7 yards, and the other one 39 yards to Curtis Dickinson. Special teams, Drew Field, 3 returns for 25 yards, Dickinson, 4 for 39 yards, and Perzanowski, 1 for 32. As far as penalties, 5 for 50 yards, only 1 15-yarder, 3 10s, and a 5. Nothing too crazy there, Dave.
No, nothing too crazy at all. Looking at the offense, you just can't look past what Perzanowski did today. 200 yards, 210 to be exact, on the ground, but a quiet stat that will go overlooked that shouldn't. Dakota Hartle and that Cassidy offense, just the one turnover at the end of the game, but 2 for 2 in the through the air for 46 yards to just have that passing threat, that play-action threat, that could really be useful to them going forward through the second half of the season.
Some other scores here. Reese defeats Brown City 25-7, and Sandusky over Upley 26-16.
36-20.